Have you ever changed your mind about a particular subject or about a particular person? Has that happened? You were never really thinking about it this way or that person this way, and then all of a sudden you think of it differently. And you go, "Oh, wow, that was really different." Well, let me break it open with an illustration that happened to me recently. So there was this man who I've known years ago, but I recently saw him. I can't even remember why I didn't like him, but I remembered I didn't like him. I'm very Irish, right? You don't remember why, but you most surely knew I didn't like him, right? And it was mutual, so like he didn't like me, I could tell, right? So at the party, we were at this reception, there were this constant avoid. And it was only a small house, so it was pretty hard to avoid the person. And eventually I thought to myself, I can't even remember what it was about, for heaven's sakes. So I said, no, that's it. And so I went up to him and started to talk. And he started telling me about his younger life, and I had no idea. I was fascinated. Unbelievable background. And as I listened, I went, wow, this guy's pretty cool. And so I changed my mind. So, but you notice what happens here now, because we might skip over. What happens is not, well, we often think about information, right? We think that if a person just knew, then they would change their mind, right? That's what we often think, certainly about a subject, right? Never mind about a person, right? About a subject. If they would just know, then they would clearly understand, they would come to a different understanding. But that's not, in fact, holds true. What happens first, and you notice what happened first in this instance with me, what first needs to happen is an openness of mind and heart. Without the openness of mind and heart, more information will never get through. Why? Because I'm not open to it. Doesn't make any difference how much information you give about this man. I was remembering, I don't like him. That's it. And it doesn't make any difference how much more information you would give me, would never change that until I had an openness of mind and heart. Then the new information can change my mind or heart. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because that's exactly what John the Baptist is trying to do to the people preparing the way for Christ. He's actually trying to get them to open their minds and heart to a new way. Remember, Jesus was the Messiah, but this was a completely new way of thinking about God. That God was a God of love, a God of the poor, of the vulnerable, a God of healing. All this was very different understanding of their God. And so, but John's way is particularly important to notice what he does. His way of conversion, his way of openness of heart, is through the crucible of repentance. That we need to first acknowledge our sin before we can be open to the Lord. And this is critical to, in fact, not just the Advent journey, but in fact the whole Christian journey. Until we acknowledge our sin, until we pause and say, I was wrong, we really aren't open. We really cannot see the face of God anew. And why? It's because that very sin is what's blocking our view of God. We can't see our God because our sin sits before us. Now, I know all of us, like, we don't talk much about sin these days, but I get it. We think, oh, well, no, I made a mistake. Well, that wasn't my fault. We have all these euphemisms to get away from the fact that we're sinful. But once we acknowledge, again, as John says, repent for our sinfulness, then it breaks open our heart and our mind, and we see things anew. We become different, largely because we say we're sorry, largely because we say I was wrong. Now, look, one of the hardest things to do is to acknowledge that the possibility that we're wrong in any given situation, whether it's about a person or about information. But I have to tell you, one of my own experiences, the older I get, the more sure about one thing I know, and that is the less I know. The more sure I get, the more sure I realize, wow, I don't really know that much after all. And that also includes my faith. Now, that doesn't mean, don't hear that I have less faith. I've just come to a clearer understanding about how God really operates in the world, and I'm less certain about what we say about God, but more certain about God himself. Does that make sense for everyone? I'm more certain about God, but less certain about what we say about God, because I think we get it oftentimes all wrong. Because we're so sure about what we say, and we're most certainly almost wrong in how we say it. You see, the trick is, I think, the more I've learned in my own life is, the more we pause and say, I'm sorry, Lord, I don't understand, or to others and say, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I know the truth here. And then listen anew in a conversation that allows us to hear things differently than we once saw. But what it first requires of us is to pause and say, at the very least, the possibility that I may be wrong here. That's the starting place. The possibility that I might be wrong. Now, that's as equally as valid for our married relationships as it is for our brand new relationships or ancient old grudge relationships. We have to first pause that we might be wrong. That we ourselves. And so we stand before God and we say, today, Lord, I am sorry. I was wrong. Open my mind and heart to see things anew. That's what will make straight the paths. That's what will make ready the way of the Lord. We cannot get there any other way. Let's be very clear about that. There is no other way there. More information will not get us there. The only way is through the crucible of repentance. Lord, forgive me, for I was wrong.